and first responders. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden awarded more than a dozen medals of valor to first responders at a White House ceremony today.
15 officers from 8 different police and firefighting departments were awarded the Medal of Valor, the highest honor for public safety officers.
You're the ones who, when we're outnumbered 3-1, you jumped in.
President Biden paid special tribute to 2 officers awarded posthumously.
Every family member dreads the possibility of receiving that phone call.
The president also acknowledged retired officer Andrew Slater, who was killed in a mass shooting this past weekend at a Buffalo grocery store.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Buffalo's New York's police commissioner says the white gunman accused of that racist rampage at a supermarket planned to keep killing people if he'd escaped the scene. Federal authorities are investigating the shooting deaths of 10 black shoppers and workers as a potential hate crime or act of domestic terrorism. The accused gunman, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, ultimately surrendered to police who confronted him. Russia is continuing its missile attacks across Ukraine,
including right where we're standing in the Lviv region. Yesterday, multiple missiles destroyed a military target here. Fortunately, no deaths to report there. And to the east, on the front lines, Ukraine is taking back territory from Russia near Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine can win this war because it's not going as Moscow planned. Russia is losing available manpower, and Russia is failing to achieve strategic objectives like dividing NATO.
Fox's Matt Finn is in Lviv, Ukraine. President Biden is offering formula manufacturers and retailers transportation and logistics support to ease the nationwide shortage of infant formula. It comes as the administration works to bring the largest domestic plant back online after it was shut down earlier this year due to safety issues. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell led a group of Republican senators on a trip to Finland, meeting with its president as the country plans to join NATO, gaining momentum. McConnell pledging U.S. backing to Finland joining the bloc of nations.
Finland brings a lot to the alliance. Frankly, their participation strengthens the alliance significantly.
Russia has repeatedly warned Finland and Sweden against joining NATO, threatening to realign its military closer to the region. The Biden administration is steering $5 billion in federal aid to cities and localities to address the growing crisis of soaring traffic deaths in their transportation. Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the money will be available under his department's new Safe Streets and Roads for All program. The goal is to spur cities to adopt detailed plans to reduce traffic deaths by slowing down cars, carving out bike paths and wider sidewalks, and nudging commuters to public transits. A global fast food giant is selling its businesses in Russia.
McDonald's says after 30 years in Russia, it is exiting the market and is looking for a buyer for its Russian business. The restaurants there are temporarily closed. The company says it reached the decision because of the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine and the unpredictable operating environment. McDonald's says it concluded that continued ownership of the business in Russia is no longer tenable, nor is it consistent with McDonald's values. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Authorities say most of Shanghai has stopped the spread of coronavirus in the community and fewer than 1 million people remain under strict lockdown. China's largest city is moving toward reopening as economic data shows the gloomy impact of China's zero COVID policy. Supermarkets, malls, and restaurants were allowed to reopen today with limits on the number of people and mandated no contact transactions. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.